7 and the last verse of the chapter 7 says, thereafter, means after Ashwatthama was punished, the son of Pandu and Drupadi, overwhelmed with the grief, performed the proper rituals for the dead bodies of their relatives. It means this was done in Kurukshetra itself. For 18 days, there was no body was cremated or burned or anything. Now war is over, the people identify their bodies, most of the women become sati with their husband, and those nobody was identified, Yudhishthira Maharaj's people got the proper disposal of this ritual. Now the chapter 8 starts, now they are back in Hastinapur. And in Hastinapur, when they arrived, the first thing which they did was, the word is athate samapretanam swanam udgam ichchatam. The departed souls expect udakam, the water, as the oblation on a sacred river to be given to them. Prabhupada writes in purport, still in Hindu society, this custom, the ladies on the front, they all go to the sacred river and do this rite. So in this rite, where did they go? Hastinapur is on the bank of Ganga. Hastinapur is on the bank of Ganga. Indraprastha is on the bank of Yamuna. Indraprastha is Delhi. Hastinapur is near Merit. Still there is a village called Hastinapur. And there is a place which is called Vidurkuti, where Vidur was living. And there is a place called Sukutal, where Bhagavatam was spoken to Parikshit Maharaj. So now Pandavas got back to the throne of Hastinapur. Before it was divided into two portions, Indraprastha was a new, they developed the whole infrastructure there under the Krishna's guidance. So this is the word, because safe to say, you can see the word in the second verse. Alukta Hari Padabj Rajap Putat Sarja Jale, which means Ganga, which has washed the lotus feet of Vamandev. Can you see these two lines, which is the definition of Ganga? Hari Padabj. Hari Padabj, the lotus feet of Lord, Raja, dust, put, purified, Sharita, the Ganga. The water of the Ganga which has washed the lotus feet of Vamandev. And the Kayal ocean, water from the Brahma Dravya, it came down. First it was stolen by Brahmaji in his Kanmandul. Then it fell under the Durva Loop. Then the demigods brought their Viman, their aeroplanes, and they took the Ganga to their own planets. And then Bhagirath, he did the tapasya to bring the Ganga onto the earth. And since then Ganga is flowing through the India all the way to Ganga Sagar. So that Ganga, this word Ganga means that which, like a river which flows. The name is Bhagirathi Vishnupadi. Vishnupadi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song about the Ganga in this. Shuddha Bhagata Charana Renu was the last verse, if somebody remember. Huh? You remember?
When I see Ganga, it gives me pleasure. The word is like Vishnupadi, something like that. So they went to the bank of Ganga. What they were doing there? The the procession, the ladies were on the front, that is the way the procession go in this ritual. And they offered the anjali, the water to the departed soul. The dhomi priest was there and he was calling everybody's name. This offer is offered to Abhimanyu. So when you remember the name, then all his qualities and his, everything comes, and that therefore the next verse says, Tatra Asinam Kurupati, means Yudhishthira Maharaj. Dhritarashtra was there, because here. And then Sa Anuja, means all Pandavas were there, five. Gandhari was there. And then the next word is Putra Shokan. Gandhari has lost 100 sons. And they were doing rituals, she was crying for them. Then Pirtha, Kunti, she lost her son Karan. She also lost her one son, nobody knew it. So she was also lamenting. And then Krishna, Drupadi, she lost just five sons, even after war. Madhava and Sri Krishna. As a Madhava here, he was related to the Pandavas. Because of Kunti, because of Subhadra. So, they were doing this ritual and they were lamenting. When Maharaj Yudhishthira were giving the water for his own son, at that time Kunti, which was sitting outside, she walked in the water and she told to the Maharaj, Yudhishthira, please, you give water to Karan. Maharaj said, why? What is my relation? In this situation, Kunti Maharani was in, she was in a dilemma what to do. First, to tell that Karan was my son before I married to the Dharmaraj is also very something which is difficult to say. And to do the good for the departed Karan was also her deep sentiment. So the love for Karan was more, and she was ready to reveal her mind to Yudhishthira Maharaj that actually Karan was my son before I married. And when Kunti said this, she became unconscious. Yudhishthira Maharaj took her out, and then he did the third. And then Yudhishthira Maharaj started crying. Why you did not tell me before war? Otherwise there would not have ever been war. And then Arjuna started crying, I have killed my own brother. So this incident has given more lamentation to Maharaj Yudhishthira. And then Yudhishthira Maharaj cursed the woman as a whole community, that they cannot keep anything secret. There's a good advantage of that. Kunti Maharani will expose all the devotional sentiments which otherwise would never have been actually given. So there is an advantage positive of that also, which we'll see in this section. So this is the verse 4 now. The verse 4, now everybody was crying, so Krishna, along with Munigi, along with the Dhomya Rishi, along with the Vyasadeva, along with the other rishis, what he was doing? Suchapratam, Hatta Bandhun, those who had lost their relatives, he was pacifying them. How he was pacifying them? Bhuteshu Kalasya Gatim, Darshan Na Pratikriyam. It is the time. It is the time which is actually the force which unites us and which also separates us. It is so powerful. I was telling to Mother Kunti Ma, when Karna was born, with your hand you put the Karna in Ganga. But he was not to die in even Ganga, he survived. But today Kaal has taken him. So it is Kaal who is doing all this. So he was testifying everybody Krishna, and then after testifying, in this there is a lengthy purport, and Prabhupada has used, since Krishna is giving, speaking on this, so no one can create any religion formula, religious formula. Can you see in line 5?
Yes.
Therefore, Krishna has given Bhagavad Gita and everyone should follow him only by, only or his order. That will make him happy. Then there is one line, what mukti meaning? Then one more line is down in the purport. This clearance of misgiving of material existence at once take place by association with large devotees who are able to inject the transcendental sound into the depth of the bewildered heart and makes thus and thus makes one practically liberated from all lamentation and illusion. The summary is, there is the summary of the testifying mayors by those affected by the reaction of stringent material laws exhibited in the form of birth, death, old age and disease. Prabhupada is making a general rule. It's not only they died, everybody will die. So how to pacify? Pacify them by giving the spiritual knowledge. So this whole purpose. Now this is most important verse. Because this verse is for you to discuss. In this verse then, first verse, sadhyatva, sadhyatva. Sadhyatva, Ajata Shatru. Ajata Shatru is name of Maharaj Yudhishthira. He never considered anybody his enemy. It means his enemy was never born. How can you say that he has so many enemies? People may say him enemy. He never considered even Duryodhana as enemy. Sadhyana means Krishna personally established Dharmaraj. Sadhyana means all the efforts made Krishna to make him dharma. Krishna came to establish the dharma. Yada yada hi dharmasya. So Dharmaraj is a dharma. So sadhyana means he established him as a emperor. Next word is swayam rajyam. This kingdom was actually Yudhishthira Maharaj and his brothers. They have, by their efforts of during Ashwamedh Yajna, going in our direction, they had their own kingdom. But what happened to the kingdom? Kirtvaiva hertam. This Kirtvai word is in the second verse of Bhagavatam. What is that called? Kaitav dharam, something like Kaitav. That same thing is this. Kirtvair. Kirtvair means hertva by the, what is the word here? The clever Duryodhana and Parati, the Dhrutta, they are called Dhrutta. They have Hirtam. Then what did Krishna do? Ghatyatva. He made arrangements for all of them to be killed. Krishna made arrangement for all of those to be killed. Ghatyatva, he did not kill himself. Why? Because the last line, kat sprasya shata ayusaha. This is Rajnaha means queen, queen Drupadi. Kach means here, sprash means touch by. And therefore, chat ayuha, they have lost their life. All in Mahabharata were killed because there were more than 200,000 silver chairs in the assembly, where everybody was watching when Drupadi was derobed on the instruction of Duryodhana. So all those who did not say anything, they all were killed because of this. So in this purport there is something, five, this is ISKCON's mission and mood. We'll get something here. So in the glorious days, before the advent of Kali Yuga,
Brahmins, cows, women, children, old men were properly given protection. Why they were given protection? Everybody, it is described by Prabhupada in one line. Brahmins, for education and spiritual culture, scientific culture of attainment of a spiritual life. Cows, for final tissues of the brain and doing the yoga and religious rituals. Woman, for maintain chastity, for good generation, for peace, tranquility and progress of life. Children, chance to prepare the way of liberty from the material bondage. And the reason, and the ways, they should be garbhadhan, sanskar and other things. And old men, chance to prepare themselves. So complete outlook. Can you see all this? To insult a chaste woman, can you go? There are few lines. It's a very, very bold statement. This statement, this complete outlook is based on factors leading to successful humanity as against the civilization of polished gates and gods. In other words, if there is no respect for these five important part of the civilization, then the result is cats and dogs civilization. And then the next line is most important. Prabhupada gave a general rule. The killing of above mentioned innocent creatures. All these five are called innocent creatures because they are, all five need protection. Killing of the above mentioned innocent creatures is totally forbidden because even by insulting them, one loses one's duration of life. In the age of Kali, they are not properly protected and therefore duration of life of the present generation has shortened considerably. What do you think? What about our own old parents? What about we will become old one day too? It's something, there's a full discussion and full something for you in your book. And the end of one line. To insult a chaste woman means to bring about a disaster in duration of life. On this, there is something we have to go a little to see. I think it's better to see it now than we will not have time. What was there here? This is what. How Prabhupada's purport to 8.5 gives insight into the mission and that of ISKCON. His mission and that of ISKCON. How effectively we have implemented these guidelines in ISKCON, suggestion on how to improve. The relevance of our ISKCON in general of Srila Prabhupada's statement that no, to insult a chaste woman means to bring about disaster in duration life. So this is for discussion. What about number one? Somebody want to?
Cow protection.
Huh? Prabhupada established cow protection as a gaushalas all over the world to protect the cows. Okay?
Four regulative principles
he installed, in which there is at least innocent animals are not killed and proper marriage instituted. He said, half work I have done unfinished, Varna Ashram, self-sufficient farm communities to be established. Okay, then? He established Gurukul as early as, early 60s and 70s. And? Sick people, now we have something in Vrindavan, hospice or something. Still we have not yet established one prasashram for the retired people, elderly people in Vrindavan, Mayapur. So what suggestion? So this is something, as you are the generation of the ISKCON for future, you find out what is the mission of Prabhupada, what is ISKCON's mission regarding these five things, what, how much we have done, how much more we have to do, and what about the last third one? Princess, a chaste woman means to bring about disaster and duration of life. We don't have this. I say, still we don't have that ashram right now. Sometimes they wanted to buy some land and build something in Vrindavan for at least the senior devotees who have already given life whole to this ISKCON, and now they have nobody to take care of. They should be taken care somewhere. It's not so. Therefore, it says, what are the suggestions? How to improve it? So, this is what we have to do. It's not ISKCON. We are ISKCON. There's nobody, somebody else is not ISKCON. Wherever we are, how can we do it? So this is something that everybody should put a little brand together, and this is one of the important part of this section. Okay? For this, if you train properly brahmacharis, then they will never insult any chaste woman. One sannyasi said, I am keeping sannyas by the blessing of the chaste mothers. And Prabhupada established simple one word, call every woman as a mother. This is the bottom line. If you tell mother, then you have to respect like mother. Prabhupada one lecture said, no benji business. He said something like that. So this is something you churn your mind. I don't know when you will get time, but this is something for you to establish a society like this. Okay, we are here. Okay, now the next verse.
Huh.
In Kali Yuga, Sati Pratha is not practical. The thing which is not practical cannot be done. Time and circumstances. But do you know when some lady was ready to be Sati, what they used to say? First you cook for the whole community halwa, not with iron pot, with your hands on the, then we know that you are ready to be sati. So if you can cook the halwa in the pan, on the fire, with your hands, then you are fit to be sati. Those who have, the word sati will also come, there is a different meaning of sati today we will learn. Today we will learn the other meaning of sati. Okay, let's go further. Huh?
How is practically possible?
But they did it and therefore they became sati. It happens. Still, you see, sometimes people are walking on the burning charcoals. This is something, you are not body, then you can do it. If you are soul, then there is no problem. Anyway, Sati means I cannot live without a husband. That's all. Husband is not means my life is for whom shall I live for whom? The more bodily platform is if she remains after the husband. Anyway, this is not our discussion right now. I think we have to go further. The next verse says, Lord Krishna caused three well-performed Ashwamedh Yajna. Not at this time, but in due course of time, Maharaj Yudhishthira performed three Ashwamedh Yajna. And because of these three, he became as glorious as Indra, who is doing 100. So this is what, because of the devotee's association, even smaller activities as good as the Indra's activity. So Maharaj Yudhishthira was a pure devotee. Can you see in the purport down line 6? The reason is that Maharaj Yudhishthira was a pure devotee of Lord. And by his grace only was King Yudhishthira on the level of King of Heaven, even though he performed only 3 yajna. This prerogative is of devotees of the Lord only. The devotee of the Lord is more glorified because he is always in touch with all great. The sun rays are equally distributed, but still there are some places which are always dark. This is not due to the sun, but due to the receptive power. Similarly, those who are 100% devotees of the Lord get full-fledged mercy of the Lord, which is always equally distributed everywhere. This is analogy also. May not be written there, but you can see this. Verse 7. Amantriya. Amantriya means, now after discussing with the son of Pandu, with the Pandavas, Lord Sri Krishna said, now he say, enough, I have to go to the Dwarka, I have a big family. 16,108 queens and 10 sons and 1 daughter. So big family, I am here for almost now more than 1.5 months. So I, please, I will come soon. It is not that I am going. Say, I will come soon. So big family, he stayed over 1 month. And we have so nuclear family and we cannot leave for a day. It is interesting. And then at that time, Vyasadeva and other Brahmins, they came and they worshipped Krishna. Which Prabhupada writes, Krishna is a Kshatriya. But Brahmins, they were knowing that he is Supreme Personality of the Godhead. But Krishna also kept etiquette and he counter-worshipped them, Brahmins. And then he personally went to Maharani Kunti and got blessing. He touched the feet of Yudhishthira Maharaj and Bhima, and then he embraced Arjuna and he blessed her, went to the sister Subhadra, and then he mounted onto his chariot with his Satyaki as his minister, as his bodyguard, and Uddhav as his minister. These two names are there. At that time, in purport these are the things about Krishna. Gantum kritamataira brahma dwarakayam ratham asitah. When he was sitting on the chariot now, he is about to depart. At that time around his chariot are Pandavas, and Kunti Maharani also came down again to see him off. At that time Krishna sa upalebhe Abhidhavantim means running quickly, very hastily. Uttram bhaya vihvalam. Uttra bhayam, very fearful. Vihvalam means she was like vihvalam, being afraid of bhaya vihvalam. So uttra is widow. In principle, when somebody is departing, it is not auspicious widow should be there. So she came at that time, and as she reached,
started immediately praying to Krishna. So this verse is Putra Vacha. This is our verse right here.
Putra Vacha Pahi Pahi Mahayogin Deva Deva Jagatate Nanyam Swadabhayam Pashyai Yatra Nityo Parasparam.
Read the translation. Achyuta Gandhar, read this translation.
Putra said, O Lord of Lords, Lord of the universe, you are the greatest of mystics. Please protect me, for there is no one else who can save me from the clutches of death in this world of humanity.
Pahi Nam, again, he said like this. Please protect me, protect him. Mahayogin, you can only protect me. She did not go to the Pandavas, they were right there. She knew that Pandavas are already, they are also under protection of Krishna. And then she said, Na anyam twad, except you, nobody else. Abhyam, only you are. Sridhar Swami writes, you are only fearless Krishna. Everybody has a fear in this world. Even Lord Shiva was running out of fear of the Bhasmasura. And we discussed Brahma was running in fear of Shiva. So this everybody has a fear. Krishna is only Bhajavare Manasri Nandanandan Abhacharanaravid. Only Krishna is fearless. And then I don't see anybody. Everybody here. Mrityu. Yatra Mrityu Parasparam. They can kill one another, but they cannot give life to anybody. But they have done in the war, they have just killed one another. So this world of duality, Prabhupada says, the world of duality is composed of matter and spirit. The world of duality, next page. The world of the duality, everyone is envious of all others. And death is inevitable due to the dual existence of matter and spirit. The Lord is the only shelter of fearlessness for surrendered soul. Navatara is feeling only one reason Krishna may say that what is why you should survive. Your husband is already departed. So there is no purpose in your living. Then she is saying something. Dahatu mam nath, let me be burned. I don't mind. Let my body be burned. I see the arrow, shara, tapatasayo, burning. Vibhu, hey my Lord. I see the burning arrow. It's burning me. Let this arrow burn me. I don't mind. But ma, no. Me garbo, not my embryo. Nipatyatam, there should be no damage to my embryo. This one line is a universal teaching for all the mothers of the world. I am ready to die, but I don't allow my child to suffer death. Protection of child is more important in mothership than me. This is very, very bold statement of Putra. I have no interest in living, but and more Krishna wants to glorify. Putra wants to glorify Krishna. If my embryo is killed, then there will be no descendant of the Pandavas. People will say, why to become devotee of Krishna like Pandava? Nobody is left there. So you have to protect this. This is only the devotee, you are Bhakta Vatsal. So it will glorify Krishna more to protect. So now in the purport we see, the mother of a child has a greater responsibility. Can you see in line 5? The mother of a child has a great responsibility in giving all protection to the child. And therefore Uttara was not ashamed
to express this frailty before Krishna. And then a few lines. Uttara was daughter of a great king. She was wife of a great hero, the student of a great devotee, Arjun's student. She learned art of dancing from Arjun. And later she was the mother of a great king. Now, Suta Goswami is saying, at that time, Bhagwan Bhakta Vatsala. Bhagwan is a Bhakta Vatsala. He is always very much, he runs after his devotees for their protection if they are in danger. And he thought, what Bhagwan? A Pandava Nam, this is Dharoni, this is the Drishtadyo, this is Ashwatthama, Drone, son of Drona, because of his enviousness, he has Astram, he has sent the Brahmastra. Why? A Pandavam, to make this world without Pandavas, no Pandavas. So Ashwatthama was, Bhurijan Prabhu has written one comment in this section. Has anybody read that? Ashwatthama was Shrihin, he has lost all his power, because after money he has lost all his luster. Then how can he still invoke the Brahmastra? He said his memory was still there, and he has his science still there. And then further he writes, in the future, this same Ashwatthama is going to be one of the rishis. It appears this is all Krishna's leela. And one side is inspiring as a Paramatma to Ashwatthama that you send your Brahmastra. On the other side, he is protecting the womb of the Uttara, Parikshit Maharaj. This is difficult even to understand to the Mahatmas, which Kunti will speak. And also, this is to give faith to the Pandavas that Krishna is our real protector. Krishna will break his promise right now, again. He has not only broke his promise in the war with the Bhisham, but he also broke his promise right here now. So, read the purport. Lord is impartial, but still he is inclined towards his devotees because there is a great necessity for everyone's well-being. Pandava's family was family of devotees. I think there is a question on this verse in your paper. Pandava's family was the family of devotees. Lord wanted them to rule the world. That was the reason he vanquished the rule of the company of Duryodhan and established the rule of Maharaj Yudhishthira. Therefore, he also wanted to protect Maharaj Parikshit. Okay? Next verse. At that time, Krishna was thinking like this. Right at that time, Hare Krishna. At that time, see Nagar. Panchashayakam, Pandavaha Panchashayakam. At that time, five more arrows were approaching Pandavas. Uttara is appealing for protection, and Pandavas were right there looking at Krishna because he was departing. They are fully concentrating their mind on Krishna. At that time, five other arrows, another Brahmastra. Ashwatthama, he released two Brahmastra, one focused on the embryo of Uttara, and one for the five Pandavas. That time as Pandavas died, they immediately took their weapon. But, next verse is, Krishna saw that his devotees are, say, they are Ananya Vishya Atmakam. The devotees have no other than Krishna. Ananya This ananya is a bhakti. Huh? Sudarshanena, by his own Sudarshan chakra, swastrena, his own personal weapon, swanam raksham, and he protected 5 Pandavas. Now, this purport has something. Go down and see, knowing all this, Lord Sri Krishna at once took up his personal weapon to protect his devotee. Can you find this? Then you see. And then Prabhupada gave a philosophical point. Name bhakta pranashyati. Because he gave this instruction to Arjun, and now Arjun is in danger. So if Arjun is vanquished, then his promise is failure. Now next page is an important word. Ananya Vishya Atmanam is significant. It means Pandava 10% dependent on protection of Lord. Go down. Why he took his Sudarshan chakra? Because there was no time for Pandavas to counteract the Brahmastra of Ashwatthama. Why he took his Sudarshan chakra? Because Pandavas has no time. Number one, okay? Now see, he took up his weapon even at the risk of breaking his own vow again. He should not have taken up his own weapon, but the emergency was more important than the vow. He is better known as Bhakta Vatsal, or lover of the devotees, and thus he preferred to continue as a Bhakta Vatsal than to be worldly moralist who never breaks his solemn vow. This is part of your questions. There's a lot to be learned from this. He was supposed not to take his weapon, but even after a while he broke his own promise and protected the fire. Pandava did not request him to protect. This is like mother protect the child without even begging her. Pandava never begged Krishna to protect. They were not knowing what is happening. They were taking their own weapon. They wanted to protect themselves. But Krishna, they cannot do it. He said, Krishna told them, you all bow down, because Brahmastra is coming. Bhima said, never, never, it never happened. Then Krishna has to come in front of the Bhima. And then his Sudarshan chakra has burned all his weapons right there. At this stage, now he has done one thing. Where Krishna is sitting? He is sitting in the chair. Chariot. He is in his chariot. But he did all this. And next verse says he is also within and without. And now he is taking care of the Uttara. Atma Yogeshwaro Hari. Anta Istasaro Bhutana. One who is in everybody's heart as a Paramatma. Atma Yogeshwaro Hari. He is Yogeshwar Hari. Swa Maya Vrodha Garbham. He covered the embryo of, here is the picture, he covered the embryo of Putra by his own yoga maya. Whose embryo? Vairacharya, the daughter of Virat. Why? To protect the Kuru Tantave. Tantave means, Tantave actually means wild, means continuity. So to protect the progeny of Kuru once. To protect the progeny of Kuru once, Tantave. You know, in our language we call the son is the Tanta. Tanta means the continuity of the progeny. Tanta means wife. Sometimes mother says, I have only one Tanta, why you are taking my boy as a devotee? Tanta means it is only the continuity. So he protected the progeny of Kuru once. Now here there are certain, as a Paramatma from heart he can go down, but Yogeshwar word says he becomes so small entered through the natural vent, went into the womb also from outside. And Parikshit Maharaj himself will tell in chapter 11 or something that I saw a size of a thumb, a bluish forehanded with a creed to kundal and pitambar, and he was having his club to protect me, and he was giving me protection. I saw him. This is one version in Bhagavatam. And Mahabharata version is that the arrow, Brahmastra of Dharuni, Ashwatthama, already burns the body of the Parikshit. But Sri Krishna declared there, if in the war of Kaurava and Pandava I was impartial, then let there be a new body for the embryo. And then it is said, this proved that the body and soul are different. Soul cannot be burned by the Brahmastra. What do you think? Will soul be burned by Brahmastra? Only the body will be burned by soul. And this soul, which was destined to be the great devotee to receive Bhagavatam, cannot be killed by Brahmastra. So Krishna gave him new body. So this is another version. So somehow Krishna protected the embryo, and because Parikshit saw Krishna there, it is also, some acharya write like this, Krishna can go from within the heart as a Paramatma and do this. Even while he will go free, he can sit in and he can do it like this, like he did for the Pandavas. But he wanted to give darshan to Parikshit. He wanted to give darshan to the Parikshit, to please him. And to give him, it's like that Prabhupada on his Jamdhuta, having two heart attacks and was hopeless that I can make it to America. And then Krishna appeared. And he said, now I am taking the responsibility of rowing this ship, don't worry. And then Prabhupada was getting on right. So it's like that Krishna appears to be obliged to come and give the fearlessness to the devotee when he is in danger. He feels like that. Though devotee don't request him or beg for, but Krishna is more eager to do this. Is it okay? Now, what is and then this section is about to over. Sanak Rishi is Sukhdev Goswami said by his own Sudarshan Chakra he saved Pandavas, Brahmastra was nullified, he protected embryo of the Uttara, saved Parikshit also. Then Sanak Rishi said, Brahmastra, how can it be controlled by any other weapon? It's austere, it is surprising. Then Sudha Goswami is saying, oh Sanak, although the supreme Brahmastra weapon released by Ashwatthama was irresistible and without check or counteraction, it was neutralized and quiet when confronted by the strength of Vishnu. Vaishnavam Tej Asadaya. Asadaya, it cannot be otherwise done but Vishnu Tej. After all, Brahmastra Tej get his energy from where? From Brahma. And from where Brahma is born? From Vishnu. So ultimately, if Vishnu comes, then everything is finished. So don't be surprised. And the next verse says, why are you surprising? This Supreme Lord, the activities are so mysterious. His activities are mysterious. Infallible Godhead, by his own transcendental energy, he mentions and annihilates all material things, though he himself is unborn. Siddhati, Avati, Hamsi, Ajat.
He's unborn, but he's doing all this, not touching even Maya, and whole world is going on. So this is nothing. But he has done, the other example is given somewhere. Brahmastra was nullified by Krishna, like it was as easy as a dew drop evaporated, can be evaporated by the sun rays. Will it be difficult for sun to evaporate one dew drop? That much effort Krishna has exerted to nullify the Brahmastra. Now, Parikshit will tell, is there something here to say? Parikshit tells, this is the what we have read, the purport. Bhaktvatsal, this is also purport, just we read. Bhaktvatsal then to be worldly moralist. Protection in its con, this is what, you know, we discussed this. This is the line we read that. Now we are here. Now Krishna was still sitting on the chariot. Kunti Maharani saw with her own eyes, five Pandavas protected. Parikshit saved in the womb of Mother Putra. 1 minute before he would have defiled him, Krishna, then this was the greatest disaster in our life. If Krishna not would have been there, then did not know what is coming. Biggest disaster, Hare Krishna. Samadhi not allowed. Work now, samadhi later. This is what Prabhupada's rule is. Work now, samadhi later. So, now, Brahma Tejo Vinur Muktai Atma Jaini Sa Krishnaya. When Brahmastra was nullified, then Atmaja, along with the five children, Krishnaya, which Drupadi was standing there, Prayan Abhimukham Krishnam, Krishna was in the chariot to depart for Dwarka, and he was just to start like, if your car was to start, something like that, and he was about to depart. Idam Aha Pratha Sati. At that time, Kunti saw all these things in her heart, so many emotions. Aishwarya of Krishna was manifesting in her heart. Kunti is the Aishwarya Bhakta. She had a Madhurya, but Aishwarya was manifesting. She forgot he is my nephew. He is Supreme Lord. Sati word here, somebody can say, why she is called Sati? She never becomes Sati with Maharaj Pandu. Only Madhuri became Sati. And she got son from five demigods, how can she be called Sati? Prabhupada has given a wonderful definition of Sati. Otherwise, Sat, who is Sat? Sat means Supreme Lord, Param Sat. Anybody who loves Supreme Lord, he is Sati. Anybody who loves Sat is Sati. It means devotees are Sati. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Vaishnavi. Sati means Vaishnavi. She is Vaishnavi. She is Sati. And see the purport has word Sati. They knew nothing except Krishna. A chaste devotee of God does not look to others. Namely, any living being or demigod, even for deliverance from danger. This is question in your book. What is Sati? Chaste devotee, this line, chaste devotee of the Lord does not look to others, namely any other living being or demigod, even for deliverance from danger. Sat
Such a chaste devotee also never asks the Lord for help, but the Lord out of his own accord is always anxious to render it. Now Kunti's prasna is starting. So this is the summary of Kunti's prasna here now. First she is offering obeisances, then she is describing the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord. The third thing, how Krishna can be understood. Fourth thing, she is saying protection of his devotees, how Krishna protected Kunti's family. And then she is saying, let the calamities come again. Till this we have to do today, and this is next. Krishna is attention gochar. He can only be, Krishna can be had by those who have nothing. Krishna is their wealth. Krishna is inconceivable Leela. His Leela is the same as inconceivable. Why Krishna appears? Kunti Maharaj is saying, you have appeared. Why? For the king of the Yaduvans to glorify. For Devaki and Vasudev. For other, so she is giving reasons. Serving, severing. Now she is saying, till this time I was saying, Yadu, my own parents, please now let me cut all relation with affection with the family. Unalloyed devotion. This is the important verse describing these aspects in Kunti Maharani's period. Okay? This is the first period. Let us read this Kunti's first period.
Kunti Vacha Namaste Purusham Swadhyam Ishwaram Prakatihe Param Alakshyam Sarvabhutanam Antar Bahir Avastitam.
So she is offering Namaste. Which bhakti is this? Manmana Bhavat Bhaktam Madhyati Mam Namaskuru. She is offering prayer. Anybody who is not able to philosophically do something, they can at least offer obeisances. So she says, I am to whom you are offering obeisances? Purusham. So Sav Adyam, to you, Adi Purush. This Adi Purush is Arjun said, you Adi Purush. Adi means you are the cause of all causes. That is what Govindam Adi Purusham Tam, that same Purush. So Kunti saying, Ishwaram, you are the controller. You are prakritim pare, you are beyond the material maya. Alaksham, you cannot be alaksham. Laksham means known, understood. What is the Prabhupada putting alaksham? Alaksham, laksham, you are invisible. Sarva bhutanam, nobody can see you. Though you are inside as well as outside. Antra bahar istitam. But she is saying is, I have seen right now. You are outside sitting on the chariot, I have seen. But you enter into the womb of Uttara and you protected Parikshat. So you are outside here, still people don't see. You are inside, that is also not, cannot be visible. Because you are Adi Purusha, you are controller. And Prabhupada writes something, why Krishna is not visible. The last part is, Prabhupada spoke on these verses for 24 days. I think in Los Angeles something. 24 days Prabhupada spoke on these verses. Only Kunti, and he did not say Kunti's prayer. It's a teaching of Kunti Maharaj. They are greatest, and they are the first prayers by a Bhagavat mother in Bhagavatam, by Kunti Maharaj. So now in the purport you find, Kunti, can you go to the, from below sixth line something. Queen Kunti experienced personally Lord Krishna was present before her, and yet he entered within the womb of Uttara. Can you see this? And then the line down, he reserved the right of not being exposed. Can you see this? He reserved the right. Now the hotel's right. What's the right?
All right.
So the Krishna, he reserved the right of not being exposed to person who are not surrendered souls. This chasing curtain is called Maya. And next verse says, Kunti Maharani is saying next verse, Maya, this, here we have done this translation, okay? Next verse. Maya javanika channam ajna adokshajam avyayam na lakshase moodha dirsha nato natya dharo yata. Translation, who will read this translation?
Being beyond the range of religious self-perception, you are the eternally living principle covered by the pattern of revealing energy.
So, adhokshade, you are, first line is you cannot be perceived by senses. Maya janika channam, you cover the living entities with Maya on one side. Other side, naham prakashanti sarvasya yoga maya samagat. He covered himself from yoga maya and the mahamaya covered the jiva. And then agya, they cannot see, they are ignorant. Avyayam, you are inexhaustible. Avyayam. Prabhupada here called irreproachable. Huh? And then na lakshya mool drishta. The people are, they don't have their mood. How can they see you? Why? Why it is difficult? She is giving example. Nato natya dharyata. And Prabhupada is saying, giving something, I think here it is like this. See? Big scientist, it is in the purport. Can you see? Big scientists, they cannot see what is behind this material nature. They cannot understand because the Maya, this wonderful material energy, is acting in such a big curtain. They cannot understand that beyond this there is something else. And this was Prabhupada speaking in Mayapur. Something more. How people are not seeing you. This can, who will read this? Pavan?
A child needs seeing somebody acting, but the child has forgotten that his father is acting. Because the father has dressed in a different way and he is a different posture, playing on the stage. Although the child is sitting amongst the audience, he cannot understand that he is my father playing. The mother can say, oh, don't you see your father is playing there? So although the child and the mother is there, one cannot see. Other can see. That means one who has got the knowledge, he can see. One who hasn't got the knowledge, he cannot see. Although God is everywhere.
Mr. Prabhupada is speaking something. So what you call mother here in this? Shastra. If you have a shastra, then you can see God. If you have no shastra, how will you see God? So this is curtain of Maya. So they are not able to see. In this purport we have something like who can see? Prabhupada has given a list of the people they can see. Can you see the purport? Vyas, Deval, Dhyal, this is a list. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, then you have to put Srila Prabhupada. Okay? He's in. And yet, can you see? And yet, there is a class of men with demonic mentality who are always reluctant to accept the Lord as the Supreme Absolute Truth. Why? This is partially due to their poor fund of knowledge and partially due to their stubborn obstinacy, which results from previous misdeed in past and present. There is also some question in there. Can you see this? So, They are stubborn, they are obstinate, they have poor fund of knowledge. On the top of that, from past life, they have something. Can you see this all? Now there is something here. Adhokshade. There is another meaning given by Prabhupada for Adhokshade. Adhokshade are beyond the range of experimental knowledge. Can you see the Adhokshade? Any Prabhupada, you found it? When Kunti accept the deficiency of the conditioned soul, and especially women, who are less intelligent, then Prabhupada is writing something. For less intelligent men, there must be such things as temple, mosque or churches, so they may begin to recognize the authority of the Lord, and hear about Him from the authorities in such holy places. For less right intelligent men, this beginning of the spiritual life is essential, and only foolish men decry the establishment of such places of worship, which are required to raise the standard of the spiritual attributes for mass of people. For less intelligent persons, bowing down before the authority of Lord, as generally done in the temple, mosque or church, is as beneficial as it is for advanced devotee to meditate upon by active service. Can you see? So, this is next. So, it is the mood. They cannot understand you. Mood. There was the word mood. Mood drishta. Now she is saying something. Tatha paramahanta nam muninam alpa amalatmanam bhakti yoga vidhana artham katham pashye mahistriya. This is the verse Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says. Kunti Maharani has exposed the secret of all secrets. And it is because of the curse of the Yudhishthira Maharaj that now she cannot keep secret. So maybe some devotee know this, but nobody tells this verse. Paramhansa nam. Who is Paramhans? Paramhans means hans, means who can differentiate the water and milk. So maker and spirit, those who are Paramhans, for them. Number two, Muni nam. Mananshil, like speculative knowledge. Muninam, Amalatmanam, those who are pure in their self. For this type of people, you came to give bhakti yoga vidhanartham. You came to give devotional service to these people. Bhakti, this is bhakti. Katham pashyahiyasya, and what you speak of me. We, she is saying, we, like women, how can we know you? This is the group of people they can only, you can even to inspire them to take to the devotional service. You can to preach devotional service to these people. Paramhansanam, Muninam, Amalatmanam. Like Sukadeva Goswami. You attracted him to become a devotee. So this is most of them. Shankaracharya was walking on at the bank of Ganga in Banaras, Kashi. He saw an old man, he was reciting Sanskrit grammar. Dukrum, instead, stop this, Bhaj Govindam, Bhaj Govindam, mood mate. This your Sanskrit will not save you, you are about to die, still you are learning Sanskrit. That such people, such great souls, they are attracted by Krishna's. They do not understand even what you speak of ordinary person. How can we? This is what Kunti Maharani's humbleness. This is her humbleness. She is knowing this, but she is saying, how can I know this? So for devotional service, humbleness is most important. So this is most important verse, and I think the whole purport is very clear, but there is a very, very important thing in the purport. Prabhupada has glorified woman in this verse. See this woman's advantage and the purpose, this is the thing. Women in general are unable to speculate like philosophers. But they are blessed. They are blessed by the Lord. Because they believe at once in the superiority and almightiness of the Lord. And thus they offer obeisance without reservation. The Lord is so kind that He does not show special favor only to one who is a great philosopher. He knows the sincerity of purpose. For this reason only women generally assemble in great number in any kind of religious function in every country and in every sect of religion. It appears that women are more interested than men. This simplicity of acceptance of Lord's authority is more effective than showy insincere religious fervor. This is a proof in this assembly. It says women are not philosophical. So most of the temple doing obeisance, only 5-6 are philosophical. Huh? Okay? Hare Krishna. This is purpose. This is from purpose, right? Next, she is speaking now like Kirtan. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanayata Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. But Prabhupada has something also about the mothers here in Mayapur Parvatam. So women, they are not very much interested. As soon as they become devotees, they are also promoted. But generally they are not interested. Not that even though they become interested, they keep behind. No. With equal force, with men, they are also promoted. So following her footsteps, any woman can also understand Krishna. Prabhupada is saying something, the woman can also understand Krishna as Kunti can understand. So this is the verse we just recited, I think. Okay. In this verse, Prabhupada is focusing that some Vrindavan Leela, Krishna is happy when he hears his name with some devotee. This makes him happy. One part is this. Second part is Govinda. The word Govinda. The one other philosophy in this is the childhood pastime of Krishna. Nandan Yadava, more fortunate. So first, this whole preparation. One first point in this purpose which you mark is Krishna is easily approachable in this incarnation as a Krishna than Rama, because Rama was the son of king from the beginning. Though Krishna was son of the king, but he, day of birth, he went to the cowherd boys and he was easily available to everybody. Can you see this in purpose? So this is one important point. And second is, Nanda and Yashoda are more fortunate because they could relish the Lord's childhood pastime, which are more attractive than all the other pastimes. There is no parallel to his childhood pastime as exhibited at Vrindavan, which are prototype of his eternal efforts in the original Golok described in Chintamani Dham. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore confirmed that no one is as fortunate as residents of Vrindavan, and especially the cowherd girls, who dedicated their everything for the satisfaction of Lord. His pastime with Nanda and Yashoda and his pastime with the coward men and especially with the coward boys and cowards have caused him to be known as Govinda. Lord Krishna as a Govinda is more inclined to Brahman and cows, indicating thereby the human prosperity depends more on these two items, namely Brahmanical culture and cow protection. This is also part of the question. Krishna as a Govinda. Who gave the name Govinda to Krishna? Indra. Indra. Next verse. We have to go two more verses. I think is there something here? Govinda. This is Govinda. Koin Kunti specially adores the incarnation descent of Lord Krishna above all other incarnations. Because in this incarnation, he is more approachable. Lord Krishna is, Govinda is more inclined to Brahman and the cows, indicating that the human process depends on these two items, namely Brahmical culture and cow protection. Lord Krishna is never satisfied where these are lacking. Next verse.
Namha Pankaj Nabhaya Namha Pankaj Malini Namha Pankaj Netraya Namaste Pankaj Angriya.
In this verse, everything compared to the lotus, part of the Krishna's body is compared to the lotus. It appears Krishna was wearing garland of lotus flower on that day. He says Pankaj Malini. And getting this one word, Prabhupada has given the purport. Therefore, the Archa Vigraha form as a deity is established by all the acharyas, and we make Lord to wear the Pankaj garland. So when you see any lotus, you say Pankaj Nabhaya, Pankaj Malini, then this way you will remember always Krishna. But Prabhupada is saying in a purport, why? Then Prabhupada has put one more important thing in the purport. How to see Lord in deity? From lotus feet to the knees, to the thighs, to the Pankaj Nabhi, the thread about chest, and then to the lotus face. But Kunti Maharani in the prayer starting from the Pankaj Nabhi, why? She did not want Krishna to be really feel shy because she is elder. So she started from there, but she came to the Pankaj Angri at lotus feet afterwards. Prabhupada has written this in purport. Number one. Number two, so the establishment of the Archa, Archa Vigra. Can you see in the purport Archa Vigra? And Pankaj, Navar Pankaj Nabhaya, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, is a Nabhi from where the Pankaj has came up, and Brahma is born on that. That is Pankaj Nabhaya. That is the meaning of Pankaj Nabhaya. It's first part of the purport. I told you once why Krishna is compared with the lotus, why not with the other flowers? Not of this creation, it's before Brahma's creation. So this is something here. Verse 12, is there something for this here? She's only saying, I can pay obeisances. Archa Vigra, this is in the purport. Pankaj Nabhi, not accept Archa Vigra. All the, with garland, large form of decorated with garland. Acharya established the temple. Mood in offering the prayer. This is 22. How to see the Lord. Is it right? Is now that? So we discuss this. Next prayer.
Yatha Rishikesha Khalena Devaki Kamsena Rudhachiram Sucharpita Vimochitaham Chakradatma Javibho Saireva Nate Namo Vipadgana.
So these are the two verses in which Kunti Maharani is saying, you have given more protection to me than your own mother Devaki. You have given more protection to me than Devaki. The first reason she is saying is, only by Kansa for a long time she was in a prison. Once, her all sons were killed, but my all sons you protected. She has only one. And this, why you gave me more protection to me? Because I was anath. Devaki has a husband, Vasudev. I was widow, therefore you. And then Prabhupada is saying philosophy, which is also a question in your. Can you see? But Kunti was shown far more favor Because Lord Krishna did not save the other children of Devaki, whereas he saved the children of Kunti. This was done because Devaki's husband was, Vasudeva was living, whereas Kunti was a widow. Okay? The conclusion is that Krishna endows more favor to devotee who is in greater danger. Okay? Sometimes he put his devotee, pure devotee, in such dangers. Because in that condition of helplessness, devotee becomes more attached to Lord. The more attachment is there for Lord, the more success is there for the devotee. So, Rishikesha, master of the senses, Lord of the Lord, you have released your mother Devaki, who was long imprisoned and distressed by the envious king Kansa, and me and my children from the series of constant dangers. So who was more given, why the devotee was in a great danger and gave great protection. Now she is speaking how so many dangers came. Devaki had only one danger. Once she was in the prison for a long time. I have danger on every step. And on all these steps you came all the way to protect us. So she is counting now all the dangers.
Visham mahatmeha purushadarsana atat sabhaya vanavata kachata mridhe mridhe anesha maharathar sarato dauranyasarsasma hare abhirakshitama.
Visham, the poison given to the Bhima when he was young child, but he was put in the Ganga and he came back with 10,000 elements power. So you protect. Maha Agni, this is the lake house in which Pandu was supposed to be burned and they were saved from there. This place is from Masuri, you go down to the Jamunotri. On the way there is a place called Lakshagreh. So that area is the place Varnavar, that was the part of there. So Masuri, Haridwar, Masuri, on the way to Jamunotri, you will go and see that place. There is some temple there, that was Kala. Then Purusha Abda Darsana, man eater, Bhima, during that time when they saved their life from the Agni, from the fire, then they went as the Brahmins. And the Brahman in the house, one Rakshas and Bhima went there and killed him, Hindamu, and married Hindama. So, such Rakshas, you saved my son. Asapta Bhaya. Aray Krishna, Asapta Bhaya. Korvar Sabha was Asap Kunti saying, all there were people, this Sabha was Asapta, Asapta Bhaya. Vicious assembly, where Drupadi was humiliated, all those sitting there. This is not in the Shastra, but people say it like this. When go to the Visham sphere, we see Visham was speaking so much philosophy, dharma, to the Yudhishthira Maharaj. And then Kunti, then Drupadi asked, my dear Pitamaha, on that day I asked you what is dharma and you said I don't know what it is. And now today you are speaking all the dharma in so fluently. Vishambhita said, I was mentioned by Duryodhana and my intelligence was clouded. Now by the arrows of the Arjun all that is gone out. And finally said some 39-40 days of tapasya here, I have regained all my consciousness back in his speech. So then what she asked this question, this is not the scripture, but for sadhu there, this understanding. So she asked Bishop Pitama, what you say? He said, I cannot really decide something like that, he said. So this is Vanavasa. When they were in forest, Durvasa Muni came. And he could have cursed and Duryodhana sent him. And Krishna ran to the Drupadi and got a one leaf. from Drupadi's part given by Surya Dev, ate one simil, one piece of spinach, and all the Durvasa 10,000 disciples, we are full. If we go, we don't eat, then it's not good. And Bhima was saying, come, food is ready, but still running. So you protected. And then Durvasa said, it is Duryodhana. He wanted us to disturb and give trouble to the devotees of Krishna. I curse Duryodhana, you will be vanished completely. So he cursed Duryodhana at that time. And he wrote, and then so much trouble during the Agyatvas they have in Viraj Nagar. Then Mrde, Aneka. And in this war right now, there was Karan, there was Bhisham Pitama, there was Dronacharya. They were unconquerable. Bhisham, Drona, Tata, Jayadrath, Jala, Gandhara, Nilo, Shakula. It was so unconquerable. But we become successful. That is past. Right now I have seen Dauronyastras. You have just protected my children from the Brahmastra of Ashwatthama. So list of dangerous encounters submitted here and. But in philosophy, Prabhupada is saying there is a danger for everybody at every time and everywhere. So this is the list, huh? This is the verse, and then we end. We are just, what is the time now? Huh? 10:10. Okay, 5 minutes more. Dependence on and chastity of the chastity to the Lord. This is from the purport of verse 17. This is already we have done, huh? Done? Okay. What about this? Discuss with the partner experience from your own life, showing how Krishna resonated with you, with your dependence on him. Somebody else to share something? If you depend on Krishna, the class will be over soon. This is the greatest difficulty. The conclusion, we have done this, okay? Now this is the last prayer for today.
Vipara-santo-taha-sashva-tatra-tatra-jagat-guru bhavato-darshanam yatasya apunara-bhava-darshanam.
Translation. So what she is actually begging in this prayer, what she is begging? She actually wants again and again seeing Krishna. But for seeing Krishna, the only way is calamity. So this is indirect way of saying things. We want to see you, but you are only. Because now we have big kingdom and you are living, it means only trouble can attract you. So her real interest is we want to see you. But to see you, we have to pay price to invite calamity. No calamity, no sin. And Prabhupada in purport says so-called calamity. In the purport says so-called calamity. Can you find it? Material existence is full of danger. This is Prabhupada's lecture in Mayapur. The Pandavas, they had their wife Drupadi. She is the incarnation of goddess of fortune. At this time Prabhupada said something like this. We discussed she is Shakti of Krishna for some purpose to annihilate the unwanted Kshatriyas. And friend, she was Krishna's friend, Sakhi. Krishna, but still there are so many dangers. This is the instruction that because Krishna is protecting you, you cannot expect that you will be out of danger. Danger you must meet because then you will know that this material existence is full of danger. Next.
last angels. So long you are on the sea, you are on the dangerous position. However strong your ship may be, that is the fact. So you should not be disturbed by the sea waves. Just try to cross over the sea. Go to the other side. There is your business. This material ocean, the dangers are like waves. They will never stop. You may have big house, you have a big company, you may have big kingdom, but it won't save you because you are in the ocean. Therefore, get out onto the other side to the spiritual world. Otherwise, no hope. Finish. Understanding. Mood of mission. We have discussed this. 5-8. Okay? Insult the chest woman. How effective we implement this guideline in 5 response. Personal application, this has been Kunti and Pandava's dependence on chastity and chastity to the life. Experience from your own lives, show Krishna resolve with dependence, chaste devotees, and of more favor to the devotee who is in greater danger. So this is Prabhupada's one statement. So we want to create a new generation in your country so that in the future there will be a clear speaker in Srimad Bhagavatam and preach, and your country will be saved. This is our program. We have come here not to exploit your country, but to give you something substantial. This is Krishna Conscious Movement. Blossom. L.A. Hare Krishna. Okay? You have covered.